Do you love your business? You should, right? Well, sometimes we just don't. It's my hope that this, the My Daily Business Coach podcast, helps you regain a little of that lost love by providing tips and tactics, tools, insights, inspiration, all the good stuff to help you actually enjoy running your business. In addition to actionable tips and tactics that you'll be able to execute immediately, you'll also hear from creative small business owners around the world who've been able to sidestep the hustle and build a business that merges their passion with their purpose and provides a profit. I'm your host, Fiona Kalacki, founder of My Daily Business Coach. Let's get going. Hello and welcome to episode 69 of the My Daily Business Coach podcast. I'm Fiona Kalacki. I am a business coach and I'm super pumped. How good is 2021 so far? I'm really, gotta say, after 2020, I feel like any year would be better. But yeah, I hope you are getting stuck into your small business and things are good for you wherever you're listening to this from. And also, if this is the first time you're listening, welcome, welcome, welcome. This today is a quick tip episode. These are really bite-sized nuggets of information that you can implement immediately in your small business. But I also have longer episodes. So they're coaching episodes where I go into just one particular element of business in more detail. And I also have longer episodes, which are interview episodes. And that's where I'm interviewing a small business owner on, you know, how did they start? What were the obstacles? What have they learned? Kind of really down to practical things like which technology tools could they not live without? So if this is the first time that you're listening or you've just been listening ad hoc, definitely after today's episode, go back and binge on past episodes. And then let me know what you think. You can do that by leaving a review on iTunes, or you can just hit me up on the DMs. I'm just at My Daily Business Coach, and I'm always eager to hear from people who are listening to this and not just listening and learning, but actually implementing what they're hearing. So thank you. All right, let's get stuck into today's quick tip episode. All right, so if you're like me, sometimes, I mean, I think this is just everybody generally, whether you're like me or not, you'll see a photo of yourself and be like, oh, whoa. And not in like a negative, you know, let's bag ourselves out or bad self-esteem or anything like that. But just sometimes you'll see something and it could be, oh my goodness, I look really good. It could be, oh my goodness, I look really old, or oh my goodness, you know, all sorts of things. And sometimes a photo can actually show that to ourselves, I don't know, something that we haven't maybe noticed as much. Now, I was recently on a photo shoot for a company. I was doing some sort of business ideas for a campaign that they were running. And the photographer actually said quite a few times, Fiona, could you just sit up a little bit straighter? Fiona, could you just sit up a bit straighter? To the point where I was like, gosh, I really slouch. And because I work by myself predominantly in an office, which is built in the back of our house in the garden, I don't really see anybody else. I mean, I see people on Zoom, of course, but I'm not in an office environment. And I think sometimes when you're in that office environment, I've worked in those places before, you are near people who have really good posture. And so you tend to just see them and be like, oh, I need to sit up better. And posture is definitely something I need to be conscious of. I'm a tall person. And my husband is quite often being like, Fiona, stand up straight. Because I do have a tendency to slouch. And I think partly that comes from, I'm not blaming these people at all. I love my friends. But when I was growing up, I was definitely taller than a lot of my friends. And I think I took to like slouching to not look so, you know, I mean, I'm not so tall, but much taller than them at the time. So I definitely need to improve on my posture. In 2021, I'm all about new health things that I'm doing. And a small thing that I'm doing is my posture. So if you're somebody who sits at a desk predominantly for your work, or even, you know, you run a retail store, but you're often behind the desk or the front, you know, point of sale in the store, then you might want to check out a new Chrome plugin. It's not new, actually. It's new to me that I've been using. I actually did try and use this a few years ago, and I think I just sort of got put it on too many notifications. So you've got to make sure the notification settings suit you. But I've been using it since January 1st this year, and I must say it is really helping. So it's just called Posture Minder, and it is a free kind of Chrome plugin that will pop up on your desktop to remind you to sit up straight. And I know you might think, gosh, are you a child? Do you need to be told all the time? But it's just a quick thing to be like, yes, I need to sit up straight. Now, Posture Minder, anything that I ever recommend on this, I'm not getting paid to do so. I get no kickbacks. It's just one of many, many kind of apps or plugins that you can put onto your desktop as you're working that will alert you to various things. But Posture Minder is just one. But you could literally just go into the App Store and look for Posture, just use that, P-O-S-T-U-R-E, and see what comes up. There are also, I haven't gone this far yet, but I might, there are these little kind of things I've seen where you sort of pop them on your back and I think they like buzz you every time that your spine goes into a kind of slouchy mode. But Posture Minder works for me. It allows you to set up a posture reminder, really. And you can schedule in how long that is. So I have mine scheduled to every 20 minutes, but the default I think is 15 minutes or 10. Now I found that too much, particularly if I'm on a Zoom call with a client. I do those twice a week. And, you know, if I'm on a Zoom call for an hour, I'm not going to be like, hey, let's get up. Maybe that should be something that I implement. Hey, we'll see. But for now, I have the posture reminder set to every 20 minutes. I also have enabled the tick that you can have on here for a walk reminder, as in literally to get up, go outside, have a bit of a walk. For me, it might even just be, you know, going into the house, making a cup of tea, walking around the outside of my house, and then coming back into the office. But these really small things do add up. I had sort of let my health slide for a little bit. I used to be quite fit. I used to be able to run 10 kilometers and all of that. And I kind of let it slide the last couple of years. And so last year I took up in 2020, mainly because of COVID and I needed to do it for my mental health. I'd already been walking a few mornings a week, but last year I really got into the mode of walking like every day. And that's really, really helped, I think, my mindset for the day to go out for a walk. And this posture reminder, or the posture minder app or Chrome plugin, is just another way to make small adjustments to my health that are helping me overall. Yes, in business, because, you know, as somebody who owns their own small business, I don't get sick pay. If I'm sick and I can't do something, or if my back is stuffed and I can't actually work, then I don't get paid. You know, I mean, maybe I've got passive income products, but generally, if you run your own business, you are in charge of running it and being there and showing up. And so you don't want to get sick. So health is a part of business. And this posture minder is just one small way that I can help my posture, help my back, and keep myself healthy to be able to run the best possible business that I can. So that is the quick tip today. If you are somebody who sits at a desk predominantly, make sure that you are considering your posture, whether that's something that you just do yourself, whether you use something like Posture Minder or one of those plastic things that you can put on your back. As I said, I'm not going that far yet. Maybe I will, but I really hope that these small tips can help you in business, but also in life. You know, your health is the most important thing that you have. All right, so that's it. I will leave a link to Posture Minder and to other products that might be good for your posture. Again, we haven't tried any of those. I've just tried Posture Minder, so go at it with your own kind of due diligence. We'll leave them in the podcast show notes, which you'll be able to find at mydailybusinesscoach.com/podcast/69. Again, if you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're not new, but you've listened to just a couple, make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. All right, I'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to the My Daily Business Coach podcast. If you want to get in touch, you can do that at mydailybusinesscoach.com or hit me up on Instagram at mydailybusinesscoach.